In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Saints, there are three things Jesus does in our reading, and there are three things Jesus says in our reading. Jesus says, "Peace be with you." Jesus says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." That's especially what we consider today as we consider the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove on our stained glass window today. And Jesus says, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness, it is withheld. And the three things that Jesus does is he comes to his disciples. He goes to them. Jesus shows them his hands. He shows them his side. This is the resurrected Lord. This is the crucified Lord. He shows them his hands, the hands that were nailed to a cross for them. He shows them the side that was pierced for them and the blood and the water poured out. And he breathes on them. Amazing thing. Now, as we consider our stained glass window here, what three things, if you could summarize, what three things do you see in this picture here? What I can do is I can share what three things I see. Number one, I see the Holy Spirit coming. He's coming, right? You don't go to him. He comes to you. We have a God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who descended from heaven. He came to us. And we have a God who comes. The Holy Spirit is coming right for you. This window is screaming, let me tell you about a God that you don't have to go to, but who first came to you. And the reason that you can come to him is because he is accessible, because he came to you. That's the first thing I see, coming right at you. And he's coming. The second thing, the Spirit is showing you Jesus's hands and Jesus's side. And I'll tell you how I see this. Because you see right there at the head of the dove, there's the circle, and there is what looks to be a line going to the left, and a line going to the right, and a line going to the top. This is the ancient way of saying that this thing right here in this picture is God. So you'll see the old pictures of a man or something like that with the same sort of thing on that. That's Jesus. This is God. And you see the dove with that picture on that. That is God. This is God. And it's the three, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, three. But then a circle, right? One, three and one. But it's also a cross, isn't it? And that's no accident. The Spirit is coming right for you to preach to you Jesus crucified for you. On my heart, imprint your image. Blessed Jesus, King of grace. The Holy Spirit is coming not to attack you, not to be cruel at you, not to bring God's wrath that you rightly deserve, but to preach to you Jesus and him crucified, him risen from the dead for you, him forgiving you all of your sins because your sins are nailed to the cross, him risen from the dead, death is defeated, the death he dies no more, and you are in him, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's showing you Jesus' hands, and he's showing you Jesus' side. And the third thing is that the Spirit is coming to bring you peace. Because the Spirit comes in the form of a dove. This is most clearly seen during Jesus' baptism. Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist. The heavens ripped open. The Father says, "This is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased." The Holy Spirit descends in the form like a dove. Peace. And of course, the dove is what Noah sends out after the flood. 40 days, 40 nights. He's been in the ark afterwards. He's continuing to recover for a couple hundred plus days or so. He sends out the dove. Is the flood over? Flood is over. The dove returns with a freshly plucked olive leaf. And so the olive leaf and the dove have then since been ancient forms of peace. God is not mad at you. Peace be with you. God's wrath is over. The flood is receded. Jesus has died for you. God's wrath went into him. Jesus is at peace with you. He's died for all of your sins. And the Spirit who hovered over the waters in creation now hovers over these waters here. For when you were baptized, you heard that same thing. "This is my beloved child with whom I am well pleased." So you look at this picture, and I want you to hear Jesus' voice. "Receive the Holy Spirit. And do so again. And do so again. And do so again." Again and again and again. You receive the Holy Spirit in baptism. You receive the Holy Spirit with the Word. You receive the Holy Spirit with the body and blood of Jesus. You receive the Holy Spirit when you pray. And you need to receive the Holy Spirit again and again and again. Imagine if you only ate once a week. Imagine a fire that once it was started was given no more wood. Imagine that the only time you said "I love you" to your spouse was on the day that you were married. You need to be fed often. You need to receive fuel often. You need to receive from your Lord the confirmation that he loves you. Because there are so many things that are preaching in your life that may be preaching the opposite. So much suffering, so much sin, so much trouble in the world. Receive the Holy Spirit and receive his comfort and do so again and again and again. And that is what this window is preaching to you when it is put here in this church. The place where you receive the Holy Spirit again and again and again. His peace, his forgiveness. His reminder that Jesus has died for you. Look at Jesus' hands. Look at Jesus' side. I'll give you a bit of a list. It's an amazing list of some of the works of the Holy Spirit. So come and receive him again when you need comfort. Because he's called the Comforter. Come and receive the Holy Spirit when you are so forgetful about what God has done for you and what God will do for you. Because he is the one who brings to remembrance all things that Jesus has promised. Come when you are struggling with the lies that your sinful flesh and the world and the devil tells you. Because he is the Spirit of truth. Come when your prideful flesh needs to be convicted of your deep sin. Sin that goes so deep within your body because the Spirit convicts you of your sin because you don't believe in Jesus as you should. And come when you are despairing because your sin and your shame and your guilt have been revealed because the Spirit declares you righteous. For the sake of Jesus, he's gone to the Father. He's died for you. You're covered with his blood. When you need to be reminded that you aren't alone, the Spirit is the Paraclete, the one called to stand beside you always. When you are hearing the loud accusations of the devil, he is the advocate, the defense attorney. He defends you and brings the blood of Jesus as his evidence. When you need to be reminded that you are God's child and that God is in fact well pleased with you. When you need to be reminded that this baptism is not mere water, but God's word with the Spirit of God dwelling in, with, and under the water. When you need to be reminded that this food is not mere little food, but spiritual food. So come hungry, come thirsty, when you are weary of trying to live and believe a holy life, God renews you with his Spirit. He does not take his Holy Spirit from you, when you think the world is out of control and God is not there, then receive grace and mercy and peace from the one who was and from the one who is and from the one who is to come and from the Spirit who is before his throne always. Come. Look at the picture. Hear his word. Receive the Holy Spirit. And when you don't know what you need, receive the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.